Welcome to the first episode of The Good PM Life, your go-to podcast for everything you need to know about the field of project management and how to build a successful career in it. Hi, my name is Sandy Lawler. I'm a project management consultant and author of The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager. Today, we're kicking things off with an introductory episode where I will discuss what project management is and why it's a great career choice and how you can get started in this field. So let's go ahead and dive right in. First, let's just start off with the basics. What is project management? Now, I'm going to warn you, this part might be a little boring, but I feel like it's my responsibility to give you the official definition, and then we'll move on. So here it is. At its core, project management is the discipline of planning, organizing, and managing resources to bring about the successful completion of specific project goals and objectives. It's about taking a project from concept to completion, ensuring it meets the desired outcomes within scope, time, and budget constraints. Phew, told you, a little boring. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, why don't I just give you the quick and dirty definition of project management? But in order to understand what project management is, you have to know what a project is. So the official definition from the Project Management Institute is, a project is a temporary endeavor that has a beginning date and an end date. So project management is basically the management of the temporary endeavor that has a beginning date and an end date. It's simple as that. And we're going to be going into a lot more detail on this episode and future episodes about project management and all that's involved within project management. So now you might be wondering, well, what does a project manager actually do on a day-to-day basis? So the role can vary depending on the industry and the specific project, but you know, generally they're responsible for defining project goals. They'll be creating a detailed project plan from that goal. They're going to be coordinating with team members, stakeholders, and vendors. They're going to be managing a project budget. Every project comes with a cost. Obviously, they're also going to be monitoring progress, and they're going to ensure that the project stays on track and within scope. So essentially, they're like the glue that holds the project together. And so this role requires a lot of different skills. And, you know, some of the key skills that every project manager should have, let's just discuss some of these things. So one of the most important things, and it's not the most important thing, but it's super important, is you have to have strong leadership skills. Did you know that project managers are considered leaders within an organization? They sure are. They're the ones that are coordinating, collaborating, meeting with upper levels, C-suite folks. They are considered leaders within an organization, and you have to have strong leadership skills. Another super important skill that you have to have as a project manager is problem solving. Let me tell you, and I'm going to be really honest with you, but throughout a project, and especially if the project is a really long or large project, you're going to encounter problems because priorities change, resources change. There's a lot of moving parts in a project, and you're going to encounter a problem. So it really behooves you to kind of bone up on your problem-solving skills. You have to be able to solve the problems because every problem could potentially impact the timeline, scope, or budget of a project. All right, another key skill that every project manager should have is they have the ability to manage time. So time is a really, really important part of a project, just as scope and budget is. But the expectation is that when a stakeholder comes to you with business requirements, they also, in their own mind, have this idea of when they want the project completed, whether or not they tell you. And of course, you will be discussing a timeline for the project, or maybe a deadline for the project, when the stakeholder wants the project completed. And you have to be able to manage the time and the resources within that project. So time management is one of the critical pieces of project management and managing any project. So what goes hand in hand with that is organization. That is another key skill. Because there are so many moving parts to every project, you've got to manage the scope, you've got to manage the budget, you've got to manage the resources, you've got to manage stakeholders' expectations. There's so many moving parts to the project that it is super important for you to be organized. Now, I don't really care how you organize the project. There are lots of trainings out there, a lot of YouTubes and podcasts about how to be more organized. And whether you handle it digitally or if you are a big paper planner like I am, and I actually do kind of a combination of both, but it doesn't matter how you do it. You just have to be organized. Okay, so I wanted to save the best for last, and I'm sure that you were probably waiting on this one, and this is probably not a big surprise to you, but one of the key skills, and I would probably even maybe say the most important skill that to have as a project manager is you have to know how to effectively communicate. You have to know how to speak to every single person in a company, everyone from the CEO down to individual contributors. You have to know how to speak to them, what it is that they want to hear, what language do they speak. And I'm not talking about English or Spanish or any language. I'm talking about their professional language. You have to know how to communicate to them. And yes, communication is a two-way street. But in order for you to get your project completed in a reasonable time and within scope, you have to know how to communicate to people. As a project manager, you're going to be communicating status often, okay? You're going to be meeting with maybe your stakeholders or C-level executives, and you have to be able to communicate the project information. So it's super important for you to know how to communicate. You know, early in my career, I actually took a class. This was such a long time ago that I took this class, and it was called Communicating with Tact and Finesse. And it was an amazing class because it really helped me kind of understand the different ways that people communicate, and the way I thought was a good way to communicate, maybe people weren't receiving that. So it was an excellent, excellent class. So I would really encourage you to brush up on your communication skills. There are so many resources out there these days, whether you go to listen to a podcast or get on YouTube. You can learn so much out there, and I really behoove you to go out there and just really brush up on your communication skills. It could actually make or break your career. So while all of these skills are super important to have as a project manager, honestly, you just really have to be adaptable. You have to be able to handle stress. You know, these projects just often come with unexpected challenges, so it's super important to be pliable. So speaking of challenges, let's talk about some of them. Because, you know, as project managers, we face quite a few challenges because, like I've mentioned throughout this entire episode, there are things that change all the time. And so let's just talk about some of the common challenges, okay? So one of the first ones that I want to talk about is scope creep. And what scope creep is that's where our project requirements or the project requirements, they change. Then it happens. And it happens because, let's say, the stakeholder that you met with to discuss your business requirements, well, maybe those requirements changed, or maybe they forgot to provide a very important detail. And so you need to know how to handle when scope creep happens, because scope creep doesn't always happen at the beginning of the project. Guys, sometimes it happens right at the end of the project. Then you got to know how to handle that situation. You know, I mentioned earlier about tight deadlines. You have to know how to handle those for sure, because a lot of times what happens is a stakeholder will come to you and give you the requirements. And with your expertise and your experience, you know that a project of that size is probably going to take you about, let's say, for example, 3 or 4 months. Well, your stakeholder wants that project complete within 2 months. So you know you have to go and you have to evaluate and you have to see, can it be done in 2 months? Sometimes it can be done in 2 months if you add additional resources. Sometimes it can't. But sometimes these tight deadlines are inevitable, especially if there's some sort of government regulation or things like that. You have to get it done. So then you just go to your PM toolkit and figure out how you can get the project done within the timeline that is given to you. And let me tell you, that is not a fun challenge to have to handle. But as a seasoned professional, you'll be able to handle it. Okay, another one of my favorite challenges. Can you sense the sarcasm? Another one of my favorite challenges is dealing with resource constraints. So let's say at the beginning of a project, you get resources assigned to your project and their manager says, you have Jenny who is going to be dedicated to your project 100% of the time. And so when you get that resource, you make your project schedule according to resource availability. Well, what happens when another project has come up that's super important that your CEO wants completed, and Jenny has been asked to work on that project 50% of her time? Well, you lost half of Jenny's time. You have to know how to handle those things. And there are some tips and tricks on handling resource constraints. And the last one I want to just briefly touch on is navigating conflicts within the team. So here's the thing. People are people. People are people. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have potentially different levels of education. We all have different work experiences. And some people have been on projects for a long time or not been on projects at all. And so people have opinions, people have demands, and people have different work standards. So sometimes conflicts arise. And I've had to deal with them many times in my 25 years of experience as a project manager, just because things are ever changing and we are all under a lot of stress. So a lot of times conflict arises. So this challenge can be difficult sometimes. Sometimes it can be pretty easy to resolve, but you have to know how to handle that challenge. As an effective project manager, you have to be proactive, and you have to be proactive in identifying potential issues and finding those solutions quickly, because every minute or every day that is wasted dealing with these conflicts is a day later than your project is due. You have to make sure that you stay on top of these things and handle the issues right away. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. So I hope I didn't scare you about project management, because there are so many benefits in working in project management. It is actually a very rewarding and exciting career. And so let's talk a little bit about why should someone consider a career in project management? What are those benefits? There just are so many reasons. There's a reason why I have stayed in the project management field for over 25 years. It's a highly rewarding career, and it has a lot of growth potential. You know, it's a role that offers variety because every project is different. You're going to have the opportunity to work across various industries, from IT to construction to healthcare. You know, in my experience, I started off my project management journey when I worked in the technology space. And I've also worked in oil and gas. I've worked in education. I've worked in real estate using my project management skills. And so it is highly transferable because you can pivot to different roles or industries if you really choose to. Also, there's a really strong demand for project managers, and this often translates to competitive salaries and job security. So a couple of weeks ago, I was reading a study that was put out by Project Management Institute, PMI. They're the governing body that issues the PMP or the CAPM, and we're going to talk a little bit more about these certifications in a future episode. But they had done a study, and this is global, okay? So they have predicted that between the year 2024 and 2030, so that's 6 years, there will be a need for over 25 million project managers. Guys, that's over 4 million project managers per year. There is such a high demand for project managers. So if you're interested in pursuing a career in project management, here are some steps just to get you started. First, I really recommend that you gain a solid understanding of project management principles and methodologies. There are a lot of online courses out there, okay? So one of the ones that I recommend that you start off with is it's actually hosted by PMI. I mentioned them before, the Project Management Institute. And they have basically a 45-minute quick training course called Kickoff. So if you go to PMI.org and you type in Kickoff in the search bar, it's going to give you the first result. And it's just Kickoff. It's a 45-minute overview of project management methodologies and principles. It is an excellent, excellent overview of project management and those principles. And there are plenty of other courses out there that are actually free. And Kickoff is free, but there's other ones that are actually free. And I would encourage you to go out there and just start getting some training. All right, next. This is the next thing I would do, is I would try to gain some practical experience. So how do you do that? First, you could go through internships. You could start volunteering. One of the things that I did, and this was my first introduction into project management, was I worked on a small project at work. So that is a way to get gainful and practical experience into project management. It helps you obviously get some experience, but also it helps you get a good idea of this is really what you want to do. You're not going to go in and start taking all these classes and getting certification and all of that and then figure out what a project manager does by working. That's not really how it works. So I encourage you to start getting some practical experience. It's going to really help you understand what project management is and if that's really something that you want to do. Okay, lastly, I would also recommend that you start networking. This is a really actually a crucial piece because you want to be able to connect with other project managers. So I encourage you to maybe join some professional organizations. PMI has local chapters all over the world. I am part of the PMI Houston chapter, and this is an opportunity for me to get some training and webinars, and they host things all the time. Also, you get to meet other project managers of all levels, whether it's folks who are just in the new to the project management space or people who have been a project manager for many, many years. It's a great opportunity for you to be able to learn and improve your skills. I love the networking piece. So as we wrap up this introductory episode, let me give you just a little glimpse of what you can expect from future episodes of The Good PM Life. So we're going to be diving deeper into specific project management methodologies. We're going to be also sharing tips and tricks on how to manage projects effectively. We're going to be discussing the latest trends and tools in the field. And lastly, this is one of my most favorite, I'm very excited about this, is we're going to be interviewing industry experts. I feel like getting the perspective and knowledge from people who have been in the industry for a really long time is sometimes so invaluable that you're going to want to stick around. So because, you know, my goal is to provide valuable insights and I want to give you some practical advice to help you succeed in your project management career. That's what I'm here for. So thank you so much for tuning into our very first episode of The Good PM Life. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. You can rate and please leave a review. And if you have any questions or topics that you want me to cover in future episodes, just reach out to me. Until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.